Welcome to session two of the Mark of the Lion. In this session, we consider how identifying with Jesus Christ intersects with your personal identity. We'll look at what Jesus Christ said that it means for an individual to identify with him. One of the ways Jesus described identifying with him was to invite people to follow him. Here's how he invited two of his disciples, Peter and Andrew, to follow him in Matthew chapter 4. Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." When Jesus invited people to follow him, he challenged them to turn from their previous way of life in order to follow him. He challenged them to make him their first love. In Matthew 10:37, he said, "He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." In Luke 9:23, Jesus put it this way. He said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." The cross was an execution stake. So Jesus is saying to us, if you want to identify with me, pick up your execution stake daily. Die to yourself daily and walk with me. Identify with me. The Apostle Paul wrote about it this way in Galatians 2:20. He wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." When we are marked by Jesus Christ and follow him, everything becomes new. Everything in our life becomes identified with him. In 2 Corinthians 5, we read, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ." When you identify with Jesus Christ, you become his dwelling place, his temple. And you are. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we read, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" When you're marked by Jesus Christ, he transforms you to reflect his image and to do good works that he has prepared for you to do. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, we read, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." The Apostle Paul referenced this transformation in Romans 8 and 2 Corinthians 3. In Romans 8:29, he wrote, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into" what? "Into the same image, from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." When you are marked by Jesus Christ, your relationship with him reflects Jesus' relationship with the Father that we talked about in session 1. Jesus said this in John 5:30. "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." Likewise, in John 5:30, Jesus said that those who identify with him can do nothing unless they remain in relationship with him. In John 15, verses 5 and 8, he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Those who identify with Jesus Christ display the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Their lives are marked by the love of Jesus Christ. The fruit of the Spirit is described in Galatians chapter 5. In verse 22 we read, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. How does identifying with Jesus Christ impact the categories, attributes, and characteristics that help people identify under the approach of intersectionality? Those who are marked by Jesus Christ become one with others who identify with Jesus Christ, regardless of their ethnic background or gender. God is not a respecter of persons. In Romans 10, we read, "For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon him." And in Galatians 3, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." You've been marked. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Those who are marked by Jesus Christ do not lose the unique distinctions of their personhood. It is not that ethnicity or gender become insignificant in Christ. To the contrary, those who identify with Jesus Christ find that their unique gifts and characteristics are part of the Father's design for their life. But those who identify with Jesus Christ recognize that our gifts and characteristics have also been marked by the Lion. Every potential identity that I might claim under the intersectionality approach, my ethnicity, my gender, my sex, my age, and so on, is territory that's marked by Jesus Christ. The attributes and categories of intersectionality can become idols that compete with our identity in Jesus Christ when we define those attributes and categories in ways that go beyond their biblical definitions. Take race, for example. While the Bible teaches that there are many ethnic groups and that people from every ethnic group and every language group will be in the kingdom of heaven, the Bible teaches that there's only one race, the human race. Racial superiority or favoritism is not a biblical system or concept. God's no respecter of skin color. He loves people of all colors. He identifies with each person. He identifies with you and the life experiences you have encountered related to race. Jesus Christ has given clear instructions to those who identify with him about how to respond to the life experiences we encounter and how to treat people who only see us as a collection of identity categories. We will discuss that topic in our next session. Let's review the key points from this session. Jesus Christ invites those who identify with him to follow him. Jesus Christ invites those who identify with him to take up their cross daily and love him above all others, even self. Those who identify with Jesus Christ receive new life. All things become new. Those who identify with Jesus Christ become his dwelling place and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Those who identify with Jesus Christ become his workmanship and are transformed day by day, more and more into the likeness of Jesus Christ. Those who identify with Jesus Christ are dependent on Jesus Christ, just as Jesus Christ was dependent on his Father during his earthly ministry. Those who identify with Jesus Christ display the fruit of the Spirit in their lives. Their lives are marked by the love of Jesus Christ. Those who identify with Jesus Christ do not make idols out of their gifts, attributes, or characteristics that establish their intersectional identity. Rather, they recognize that their intersectional identity is subject to the mark of Jesus Christ. Thanks for watching this session. God bless you. We'll see you in the next session.